The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is a Tuesday edition, and it is my privilege to welcome you, and it is humbling to be your host today. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Just when you thought it was safe to go to the mall. Yeah, wait till you hear about an activity planned at one of our local malls. I'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, let me give you some updates of stories we've been talking about. Loudoun County, Virginia. Elementary school teacher that I brought to your attention several days ago. This elementary school teacher went to a public comment portion of a school board meeting. Now, he's a teacher, elementary school teacher. And he heard that teachers were going to be forced to refer to children. Now, remember, he's a teacher in elementary school. He had heard that the school board was going to require teachers to refer to children by their preferred pronoun, whatever that might be. A 7-year-old boy wants to be called her. Or them, or Zim, or Zay, or Zer, or the one of the hundreds of preferred pronouns that are floating around now. So he heard about that. And not necessarily as an employee of the school district, but as a citizen. He went to the school board meeting and in the public comment section said, I don't think this is right. I don't think teachers should be forced, particularly if they have religious beliefs or moral beliefs concerning the use of pronouns and so forth. And from everything I can gather, he was not unkind. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. He just gave his opinion. Well, he was suspended. Yeah, from teaching. He was suspended by the Loudoun County School Board because he was accused of disorderly conduct and a whole bunch of other stuff. Tanner Cross is the teacher's name. Well, he was able to get the services of the Alliance Defending Freedom on his side, and he sued the school board. Said, wait a minute. Just because I'm a teacher does not mean that I give up my constitutional rights to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and so forth. So he sued the school board with the help of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, today, a local judge has issued a restraining order to the school board to cease, quote, retaliation against Leesburg Elementary School teacher Tanner Cross for speaking against two proposed policies during the public comment period of a school board meeting. So I'm trying to look deeper. I'm not quite sure what that means, but if the school board has been ordered to stop any form of retaliation, I would assume that means his suspension. So if I'm interpreting this correctly, I believe that Tanner Cross will be reinstated to his teaching position in the Loudoun County schools in Virginia. I'll try to keep an eye on that and let you know of any more developments in that case. Then, El Paso, Texas is the latest city in America to become abortion-free. Yep. Now, not because of any new ordinance, no pro-life law, just because the pro-life community has been so effective in battling abortion, all of the abortion providers in El Paso have shut their doors. Closed up shop, left town. Again, not necessarily because of any new laws, city ordinances, as is the case in other cities. They have just been so successful in fighting the good fight and fighting for life that all of the abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, have stopped doing abortions. Good news. El Paso, Texas, at least for now, is abortion-free. We can be so thankful for that. And then Lebanon, Ohio. If you're a regular listener and if you watch the news, you know that I don't think it was last week. I think it was the week before last. Lebanon, Ohio City Council passed unanimously a sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance. No abortions provided in the city limits of Lebanon, Ohio. Now, to give you the full story, there aren't any abortion facilities now within the city limits of Lebanon, Ohio. But the city council wanted to make sure that they remain abortion-free, so they passed an ordinance and declared Lebanon, Ohio to be a sanctuary city for the unborn. Good for them. Well, you can guess what's happening. People are yelling, screaming, and now, please understand this. There are no abortion facilities in Lebanon, Ohio. So, from a technical standpoint, did this new city ordinance stop any abortions that were being performed in Lebanon, Ohio? And the answer is nope. Did it change anything? No, except it would prohibit an abortion facility from opening in the future. But for right now, it didn't change a thing. There aren't any abortions being performed in Lebanon, Ohio. But the liberals and the leftists are yelling, screaming, shouting, we're going to boycott Lebanon. They've taken away a woman's right to choose. They have taken away a woman's autonomy over her own body. Were they performing any abortions in Lebanon? Well, no. Well, then what are you protesting? Well, because they... anyway, so there is a movement among some merchants in Lebanon. Now, overwhelmingly, the majority of the people in Lebanon are all for this sanctuary city for the unborn, but a few merchants are saying, we're going to lose business, and other people are saying, we're going to boycott. Well, we will see how this turns out. I hope and pray City Council in Lebanon, Ohio, stands strong, stands firm, and I pray that the people of Lebanon simply say together, we did the right thing. If we lose a little business in our city because we did the right thing and protected the lives of unborn babies, so be it. We did the right thing, and we're going to stand by that decision. So anyway, we will we'll keep an eye on what's happening down the road in Lebanon, Ohio. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is a fascinating story out of Texas. It's the story of a 30-year-old woman, Casey Garcia. She has a 13-year-old daughter who is a student in the San Elizario Independent School District in Texas. Well, recently, Casey Garcia, she's the mother, she's 30 years old, becomes very concerned about security at her daughter's school. She asks some questions. She doesn't get the answers that she thinks she should get. So she's genuinely concerned about a lack of security at her daughter's school. So she decides that she is going to impersonate her 13-year-old daughter. Yep, got dressed up in her daughter's clothing. She wore a yellow Marvel hoodie, a backpack, and a face mask. Yep. And a face mask. She tried to fix her hair as much like her daughter does and so forth. Anyway, she goes to school and spends almost the entire day at school undetected. 30-year-old woman pretending to be her 13-year-old daughter, and she has her cell phone, and she is filming the day. And she, before she goes into school, she says in the camera, I'm going to test security at my daughter's school. Here I go. I'm going into school and so forth. Video, she shows herself walking through the hallway of the school, sitting in classrooms during lessons, speaking to multiple faculty members, including the principal, with, quote, none of the staff members seemingly realizing she was not her daughter. In part of the video, she says, I've been here all day, face-to-face with teachers. Do I look like a seventh grader? No. She even filmed herself eating lunch in the cafeteria without wearing a face mask. She was eventually caught by the final teacher of the day in the seventh period, who asked her to stay after class. And finally, the very first person who said, you're not Julia. Well, what happened? Police were called. She was arrested. She was thrown into jail. And she was released after a time. She was held on a 7,000 $908 bond. I have no idea why the $908. Anyway, the mother explained she went undercover, saying, quote, "I bet you anything someone else can do this. This is why I did this. This is why I did this, whether you agree with me or not. I don't think it should have ever gotten this far. I'm telling you right now, we need better security at our schools. This is what I tried to prove. This is about our children and the safety of our children. That's all I'm trying to do is to prevent another mass shooting." Again, arrested by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, charged with suspicion of criminal trespassing and tampering with government records. I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but anyway. So following her arrest, she was booked in the El Paso County Detention Facility. And the school superintendent was asked by local news, because I guess this was a big story, there in Texas. The school superintendent, Jeannie Meza Chavez, admitted to local TV that the incident was indeed a security breach and confirmed that an investigation is underway. The superintendent of schools said, quote, "While there was a breach in security by an individual associated as a parent with a school, we want to assure you that our security measures are being reviewed and evaluated." Yeah, I bet they are. It's going to be interesting to see if the charges are dropped. Anybody want to make a Christian wager on that? No, I'd say I don't bet. I make Christian wagers. I'll make you a Christian wager that the charges are dropped. And there is indeed going to be a full-scale investigation as to security at that school. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Hey, we need to take a break. When we come back, my wife sent me an email that she just received a little bit ago from one of our local malls. You wait till you hear what one of our malls has planned to celebrate Pride Month. Yeah. Hang tight. I'll give it to you when we return.